Many times it's through the trials of life that we find some of God's greatest inspirations. That will become abundantly clear as you listen to this week's edition of From the Heartland.
What a wonderful surprise and such a blessing to be thought of, especially in a sweet way to honor Miss K. This is an amazing program. As a cancer warrior, I can say that you have thought of everything a patient would need while receiving treatments or simply to pass the time. Thank you for your kindness.
We want to introduce you to a small Kansas nonprofit that's coming up big in the lives of some area cancer warriors.
Each individual that does a care pack fills out a card, and okay. So we provide that, and then each care pack includes a postcard so they can give us feedback on.
Welcome to Ulysses, Kansas, and the headquarters of Keep Life Jumping for K. It also happens to be the home of Slater Hegland, who started the ministry in 2022, following the death of his beloved grandmother, Kay Carnegie, after a four-year battle against ovarian cancer.
She told my mom and I to keep life jumping. And so that's where the name kind of came about. And then the four, she has four grandkids. And then teal, as you'll see on all of our promotional items, is the color for ovarian cancer awareness.
Slater and his family made years of trips to Oklahoma City for chemotherapy treatments for Kay. He says it opened his eyes to the practical challenges faced by those battling cancer. Keep Life Jumping for K provides care packs that contain items like ice packs for neuropathy, port pillows to ease the discomfort caused by chemo ports. There are lotions for irritated skin and fans to battle heat flashes. The packs also contain coloring and puzzle books to occupy longer treatment times. Small toys go in the packs for children. Sharing hope, Slater says, is what it's all about.
That's our goal, is to encourage people that there is hope in the name of Jesus and there is strength even in the hardest days. And if our care packs can just provide a little hint of God's joy, that's, we've done our job.
Currently, Keep Life Jumping for K is providing the care packs to patients in Hayes and Garden City. But Slater's trusting God for an expanded reach in Southwest Kansas.
We have a lot of people from our area, at least, that go to Dodge City. But I don't want to grow too big and not be able to handle it. So we started with Hayes, and then about probably 4 months ago, brought on Garden City, and then eventually we'll get to Dodge City and Liberal.
Hegland says anyone can request a care pack for themselves or others receiving chemo treatments.
Typically, if it's someone requesting on behalf of somebody, we request a donation for the shipping. But if it's an individual that's directly contacting us, we will just do it free of charge.
Slater likes to think that Grandma Kay would be a little embarrassed by the use of her memory, but also proud of the work being done to encourage cancer warriors to never give up. He calls the work a God wink.
God winks are just simple joys that it could be a person, could be an organization, or different things that you just see God move in miraculous ways, and God amazes you a lot of the times. And those God winks are what keep us going.
If you would like to know more about Keeping Life Jumping for Kay, host a K-Care packing party, or contribute in some other way, contact the organization via its Facebook page or by emailing to keeplifejumping@gmail.com. Reporting for Great Plains Christian Radio, I'm Delvin Kintzer.